Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's the end of January, January 30th or 31st, depending on when you're listening to this. And, of course, January 30th, for my running friends who like to dance, don't forget, it's Dancing with the Stars at NHTI tonight, Saturday the 30th. I'm one of 10 couples. I'm along with the spouse of my guest today, so we'll talk about that momentarily. But in any event, it's a great time. I also know it's the ice pond hockey at White Park, and so those of you that are also playing hockey, I hope you can make it over to NHTI. Concord is definitely the place to be on Saturday night in January, and looks like we're going to have, we've had good weather this week. We didn't get blasted with that snowstorm that went up and down the East Coast, except for New Hampshire. It is also, this is the ending of the big, one of the larger dental conferences in all of America, the Yankee Dental Conference or Congress, and I'll ask my pal here, Dr. Shannon Mills, who's my guest today, to talk about that. Shannon, welcome. Thank you for joining me this January 30th and 31st.
Well, it's, as always, Tom, it's absolutely great to be here.
Now, you, I know you have to say that because you work with me, but I really do appreciate it, and you put a lot of great effort and work into what we're trying to accomplish in terms of oral health. Well, let's start. I mentioned Yankee Dental, and for people that may not have ever heard, this is our life. We go every year, but tell me what the Yankee Dental Congress is.
Okay. Well, around the country every year, there are a number of large conventions for dentists and offers them a chance to get continuing education, to visit with vendors, to purchase the things they need for their practice. And it is certainly the largest dental convention in the New England region. And again, one of the larger ones in the country. And it attracts a lot of top-notch educators and clinicians to teach. And, of course, a lot of the top companies that market dental products. And one of the exhibitors this year, Tom, and maybe you didn't know this, but it's going to be Northeast Delta Dental.
Of course, I knew that, Shannon, and that was not a trick question for the listening audience. But it is pretty much a trade association for dentists pretty much on the East Coast.
Absolutely.
And one of the colleagues that will also be attending is Carl Lowe, who's the CEO of Provisor. So tell us about Provisor and how that relates to our health through our wellness program.
Well, Provisor is a company out of Washington State that we've been working with very closely in the last several years to utilize their risk assessment tools. Now, these allowed individual patients and dentists to assess and quantify risk for future oral disease, notably tooth decay and gum disease. And what this allows us to do, among other things, is to develop targeted education for those patients. But also, if you have Northeast Delta Dental through your employer and your employer has adopted our Health Through Oral Wellness plan, you can get preventive benefits that are matched to your individual risk for oral disease rather than just getting a plan that's one size fits all, which we know doesn't usually work, whether it's shoes or hats. It doesn't work in dentistry as well either.
Sometimes can work in pantyhose, but that's a different topic.
That's why I didn't chose that example.
Different topic. But in any event, so last weekend's show, we had Dr. Randy Tillman, and one of the things that Randy mentioned and something that you've talked about in prior shows is the two cleanings per year was really began. It's a pretty good benchmark, but it was really more of a, whether it be a radio commercial or something like that from many, many years ago. So tell us how Provisor and Health Rural Wellness sort of transcends that.
Okay. Well, the idea of seeing your dentist twice a year, it's a pretty good rubric because it encourages people to go at least
once. I love
once.
When you use big words like rubric.
Well, I know it's one of your favorite words, Tom, so you've kind of made that part of my vocabulary. But what it does is it encourages people to see their dentist at least once a year, and twice is fine. But, you know, for some people it's not enough, and for some people it's perhaps even more than they really desperately need. So if we can get it just right, we can probably help improve the health of individuals. Because, for example, for some people, they may need to have fluoride treatment done in the office. But maybe once a year isn't enough. They may need to have it up to four times. Well, you know, our old standard plan may not cover that much. But what we want to do is eliminate that barrier when the patient has to say, well, doc, I'd love to do it, but is it covered? And the answer may be, well, no, it's not, but you still need it. Well, you know, I'm just going to wait and see, or maybe I'll put it off till next year. Let's get over that. Let's get down to making sure people have benefits that match their individual needs. And that's what we do with Provisor. And that's the company that gives us the tool that we use.
And as you mentioned, Health Rural Wellness, or HOW, is a program that group employers can obtain from us. And most of our groups now have it. Not all yet, but most do. We don't yet have it in our retail product. But wouldn't you also say that regardless, even if a dentist has a patient in his or her chair that doesn't have Northeast Delta Dental coverage, I mean, using the Provisor tool, and if someone needs that fluoride varnish or that third cleaning, that should happen regardless, even if the dental plan doesn't reimburse it.
Well, I totally agree, Tom, and that's why we build a program around there to help them. But even if you don't have insurance or your insurance doesn't cover it, the recommendation still probably is a good one. It depends on what the service that's being recommended is. So dental plans are designed to cover most, but don't always cover everything you need. So sometimes when they don't cover it, it doesn't mean you don't need that service. It simply means that the contract with the employer has certain limitations. It's built in. These are designed to help make the products affordable for everyone.
And that was the point that Dr. Randy Tillman, what she made last weekend, was that the dental plans are designed to assist, to encourage you to get to the dentist, but just by the nature of to make it affordable. For example, fillings, generally only 80% is covered, crowns, you know, 50%, and it's more of a dental assistance. But in terms of preventative things like cleanings and exams, generally 100% is covered. So the whole point of dental coverage is to get you into the dentist. And even if your dentist genuinely recommends a procedure that's not in your dental plan, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. But unfortunately, I think over the years, sometimes people are perceiving that the dental plan itself should rule what goes on, and that it really shouldn't.
Right. I mean, our business is benefits. The treatment is decided by the dentist. We simply wanted to create a system that allowed us to make it easier for patients and dentists to get those preventive benefits that will help achieve better oral health.
Now, Health Rural Wellness, the program we have, a website, healthruralwellness.com. Is that website, in other words, you don't have to be a Delta Dental subscriber to get value out of that website, right?
No, not at all. Anyone can access the information that's on that website. We provide tools. For example, there's a self-risk assessment, which we encourage everyone to do, because the first step to getting the best possible oral health is understanding what your current health status is and what your risk for disease going forward is. It may be very low, and that's reassuring, but if it's not, it's a reason to consider getting into the dental office, getting yourself evaluated, assessed, and maybe have the clinical version of our assessment done. Again, you do not have to be a Delta Dental subscriber to have access to these resources. So we want to make sure they're available to everyone.
So that website is healthruralwellness.com, and the dental score thing is mydentalscore.com?
That's correct, and there's a version that's accessible through our website, but also one that's accessible just on the general internet. And we'd like you to go to ours, but the other one's just fine.
Now, before we go on and talk about Children's Dental Health Month and give kids a smile, let's segue back now to NHCI and tonight, the competition, the dance competition. Now, you did it one year, and didn't you win the Best Smile Award? So that was pretty relevant, wouldn't you say?
Right, and they retired it after my
if that's good or bad. But so your wife, Ann, is doing it. Who is her partner?
Simo Simakowski, South End Deli. Very well-liked person in our community.
So is he bribing people by saying you get a free submarine sandwich?
I'm not sure. He hasn't bribed me yet, but I think I'm stuck pretty much. I'm going to know where I'm voting. No, I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay, you know, but remember who signs your paycheck to. So. But I know. Believe me, I get it. So let's talk about, we'll have more time after the commercial break, but February is National Children's Dental Health Month, and I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
Because when do you think that began? It sounds like it's relatively recent, but I don't think that's the case. So what's your knowledge of that?
Well, let me dig deep into my memory bank and also the paper I have in front of me.
Or Google. Sure, good.
Anyway, you know, believe it or not, it's pretty old. It really started out in two cities back in...
It's even older than you, Shannon.
It is. Not by much. 1941. And... it became a national, actually, that was a local thing, but in 1949 it became a national a Children's Dental Health Day, which became a week in 1955.
Which was still before I was born, though.
But not me. remember this, Tom.
So it became week-long in 1955, the year before I was born. Okay.
Right. And then, since 1981, it's been National Children's Dental Health Month. And to be honest with you, though, what I think is
honest with me. You don't need to use that expression.
No,
that's redundant.
I think you're going to agree with me on this. That really, to be honest, children are so important to us that it really should be every month should be National Children's Dental Health.
And I agree because last week's show, but when Dr. Randy was on the show last year, we talked about that the number one disease in children, if you will, is oral health disease, correct?
Right. Tooth decay still is. It's more common than anything else. Asthma, colds, everything.
And as a dentist, as a dental insurance company CEO, as a scientist that you are, that must be very frustrating because we know that with fluoridated water, going to the dentist, you know, a couple times a year or at least once a year, brushing and flossing in between, really... it's inexcusable to some extent.
And, you know, I'm all of the things you just described, but I'm also a dad. Now, my kids are now both in their third decade. But you know what? Neither one of them have ever had a cavity. So it is achievable. We can, in fact. There's nothing special about my kids.
Exactly. And I said that in last week's show. I have four kids. None of them have any cavities or caries. And they grew up with fluoridated water and going to the dentist. And that, like you said, that can be everybody.
Yeah.
Even if your water is not fluoridated, you can get fluoride pills and taking your kids to the dentist. More on that after commercial break. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend of January 30th and 31st is Dr. Shannon Mills, a great colleague of mine at Northeast Delta Dental, whose wife is going to be a competitor of mine tonight at NHTI's Dancing with the Stars, a great fundraiser. It is so much fun when the 10 couples are done, then everybody dances all night. And most importantly, it's been a great fundraising opportunity, and NHTI gets a lot of scholarship dollars resulting from this. And the older I get, and particularly with my work with the State Board of Education, I recognize that education is the key to so much. It's the key to the economy. It's the key to civility. It's the key to, you know, your children being mentally and physically well. And, you know, the more educated you are, you tend to be more physically fit and oral health-wise as well, which is a nice segue to the fact that the reason why Shannon is with me this morning, besides, you know, we can talk about Dancing with the Stars tonight, is that February is, in fact, National Children's Dental Health Month. And so that's coming right up. And we were starting to say before the commercial break how, unfortunately, oral health disease, dental disease is still the number one issue amongst for children, and it's so preventable. So what do you think, why do you think that is, Shannon? I mean, it doesn't seem to, I mean, I know there's always issues on fluoride, but I mean, you and I are constantly making speeches that the mouth is part of the body. We have things like the Oral Health Challenge at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. We're trying to get parents to, you know, make sure their kids brush and floss in between visits, and then they earn tickets to the Fisher Cats. And so there's more and more data out there suggesting this linkage between good oral health and good overall health. And we know from our State Board of Education work that oral health issues are the number two cause for lost school days amongst children. And we also know from an employer's perspective that hopefully not us as a dental insurance company, but issues with your teeth or gums creates, I think, the number two reason for adults, you know, to miss work days. So we know all this. So why is it still a struggle to get it solved?
That's a bunch of reasons. I can't, you know, it's difficult to nail it down to one single thing. But One of the biggest things is everybody does. We talked about the fact that it's all preventable, but not everybody has the same risk. It's a little tougher for some people than others. And part of it is things that you don't control so well. Some of them are genetic. But to blame that and just say, well, I can't do anything about it. I've just got soft teeth. Well, there's really no such thing as that. And we have to go back to the basics. Basics are to prevent tooth decay, especially in kids. You need to, you know, keeping plaque control, keeping the plaque done, brushing and flossing in older kids is still critically important. But mainly, and this is just highlighted 2 weeks ago in a big press release, that reducing the amount of sugar in the American diet is a really important way not only to improve tooth decay, but also to control problems like diabetes. So as Americans, we consume way too much refined sugar. And that's a major contributor.
True. But I also, if you could amplify a little bit, because obviously, you know, Dr. Randy mentioned at last week's show, that, I mean, sugar isn't necessarily the total culprit. And like, even if you drink, you know, diet soda, which doesn't have sugar, it might actually be worse for your teeth. So can you explain that?
Well, some of the things, it's not just sugar. Tooth decay is mainly driven by sugar. But you will take an alternative like a diet soda. It doesn't have sugar. It doesn't promote decay exactly, but it does erosion because it's so acidic, has a very low, what we call a pH, which is a measure of acidity, and that actually erodes the tooth enamel away. So, yes, you can substitute one thing for another and still have another related problem going on. So Randy's correct about that.
Yeah, she really emphasized the acidity issue. So. As mentioned, February is National Children's Dental Health Month, and that has a long history dating back to a one-day event back as far as 1941, and then it became a week-long event starting the year before I was born in 1955. And then in 1981, the program was extended to a month-long observance, now known as National Children's Dental Health Month. So particularly in New Hampshire, couple days from now, we'll be into February. What are we doing in particular in New Hampshire? I know the New Hampshire Dental Society is pretty involved.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Dental Society has got a pretty cool thing going on over in Dover at the Children's Museum of New Hampshire. And that's a special program all month long on children's dental health. And it's designed to help bring awareness to the importance of good oral health habits. And they're going to give away more than 4,000 children a free toothbrush and toothpaste if you come by the museum. So for more information, I've got a number here you can call. It's 603-742-2002. Or you can email Paula at childrens-museum.org. And some of the things they're going to be doing, they're going to have a story time with a variety of teeth-themed storybooks. They're going to have information with fun facts about teeth, showing beyond baby teeth and showing a little bit of what x-rays show about teeth. They're going to have different skulls of different kinds of animals showing the different kinds of teeth they have. And there's just a whole bunch of other what look like a really bunch of fun things to do with kids. And I gather the museum, I haven't been there yet myself, but I gather that it's just fun in general, and now it's fun with an oral health theme.
Exactly, and it does one of the museums, you know, that we sponsor. So since we're talking about children, I know I get this question, and you've been clear that there's new science on this, but when I was growing up, parents were encouraged to have their children see the dentist, their first dental visit, let's say by age 4, but now it's like age 1 or when the first tooth erupts. So when did that sort of science change there?
Well, it's, you know, research changes things. What we learned was that a lot of kids with bad problems with cavities show those signs way earlier than most people thought, or certainly earlier than I was taught in dental school. You can actually look for what are called white spot lesions. Now, I always think of cavities as being dark, but in their very, very first stages, they can actually be chalky white. And if we can spot those, I said, remember, not everybody has the same risk. So that doesn't mean that sugar is not important and brushing isn't important, but within a range there, you know, you're going to have some kids get it sooner. Identifying those problems as early as possible is critical, because once that white spot turns into a hole in the tooth, then it needs a filling usually. And once you do that, it really sets up a cycle of bigger fillings and more fillings later, and it's a costly and destructive cycle. So identifying these problems early is critical. That's a message to all you moms and dads out there. But before your kid turns 1, after their first tooth erupts, get them in to have someone take a look.
And that progression that you described, If you don't have the cavity in the first place, but you go from a filling to a three surface filling to a four surface filling to a crown and eventually possibly an implant. And that of course, if you don't have the filling in the first place, you don't have that progression. But one question I get from younger parents, with toddlers, well, it's just a baby tooth. It's going to go away anyway. So what's wrong with the fact that it's lost due to early decay?
Well, let's start with the immediate problem is that a cavity in a baby tooth can lead to an abscess that can not only be very, very painful, it can make a child not be able to concentrate in school, but it can actually, an abscess from a baby tooth can actually make a child very, very sick. And some years ago, there was a national story about a young boy down in Maryland who actually died as a consequence of a toothache that was untreated. And it made national news. And so I'm not trying to frighten, but I am saying it is a serious matter. And untreated decay in baby teeth is not something that any parent should think is just okay because they're going to fall out anyway.
And as we've mentioned nationally, tooth decay is the most common chronic disease for children. Believe it or not, five times more prevalent than asthma. And in New Hampshire, based on data that we have, about one-third of New Hampshire third graders have experienced tooth decay, and that's really, really unnecessary. But one of the things, let's give some practical advice. We've heard of baby bottle syndrome, and can you tell us what that is and why you should not send a baby to bed with milk? And let's talk about our Panda program as well.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the baby bottle syndrome. This has been known for a long time. Milk has sugar in it. People don't often think of it that way, but lactose is a sugar, and it's in there, and it can cause decay. Certainly, fruit juices or anything that contains sugar, if it's left bathing the child's teeth while they're sleeping, it's going to feed the bacteria that cause tooth decay. It's going to give them a big boost to making lots of acid. And that can begin, again, going from the white spot lesion to that hole in the tooth that we talked about, not just one tooth, but typically these kids usually present with multiple cavities. When children under the age of 4 or 5 get cavities like this, they're not treated in the dental office. A lot of times, because of behavioral issues, they end up having to be treated in the operating room, which has its own risks, certainly the risks of anesthesia and so forth. And I will tell you that every day in this state, children are going to the operating room to have their teeth fixed at probably almost every one of our hospitals in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we've got to get dental out of the emergency room. And, of course, getting back to the baby bottle syndrome, so we have a program called the Panda Program, which stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And that's really just to educate parents and dentists in terms of this baby bottle syndrome and the fact that there is an obligation for a dentist to report possible those situations. And so if you hear of the Panda Program, it's really an educational movement.
Right, and also other signs of abuse and neglect because it's a legal and a moral obligation of healthcare providers.
Exactly, and a dentist can report that without any sort of repercussion. So Shannon, we've given out a lot of information. We have healththroughwellness.com, which talks about our How program. We have mydentalscore.com. If we've intrigued people enough on this subject, if you don't have dental coverage through your employer, you can easily get an individual product through deltadentalcoversme.com. That's our retail product. Or you can go on to the New Hampshire Public Exchange, known as the Marketplace, healthcare.gov, and you can also get an insurance program cost effectively through either deltadentalcoversme.com or healthcare.gov. Because, Shannon, we know this, right or wrong, if you have dental insurance or prepaid dental benefits, you tend to go to the dentist a lot more than if you don't. And part of that is because the dentist is reminding you. So we know that going to the dentist is important. So last minute thought?
Well, just if you want more information, I mentioned a couple of things, but also the New Hampshire Dental Society, remember, is a co-sponsor with the Children's Museum, want to reinforce their role in all of this. And their website is www.nhds.org.
Thank you,
Dr. Mills.
On the front
Mills. Page is the information about this Children's Museum program.
Perfect. And I'll see my dancing partners tonight, January 30th at NHCI. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.